It was so scary. The water was so high. Come under my chest.
Joyce Lester, a 5-year resident of Camelot Village in Chapel Hill, said she was in her bedroom Sunday night when she saw the water enter her home. She was one of the people rescued by first responders when Bolin Creek swelled from the 7 inches of rain and floodwaters rushed through the community off South Estes Drive. Lester said she was able to make it out of her unit with neighbors' help, walking on kitchen chairs floating in the hallway before standing on the building's balcony until boats arrived. She described the scene as a nightmare, and while she was rescued, all she brought with her to Orange County's shelter at Smith Middle School was her walker, purse, and pet chihuahua.
It was very scary. The scariest part now is I had nowhere to go. I had no clothes. Somebody did buy me shoes. They gave me these pants.
On Monday, when the shelter at Smith Middle in Chapel Hill was activated, Orange County Emergency Services reported 22 people sheltering there after being displaced. The real number of residents affected is higher, as others found places to stay overnight Sunday before returning to assess the damage on Monday, if they even could. Some of those included residents in Carrboro's Canterbury Townhomes, which is off North Carolina Highway 54 and backs up to Morgan Creek. The floodwaters entered the first floor of 6 buildings and wrecked 28 units, along with many residents' vehicles. On Tuesday afternoon, many of those people were getting started on the demolition and cleaning process, ripping up floors, taking out drywall, and stacking ruined items out on the curbs. Chris Sherman, who's owned a townhome in the complex since 2006 and serves on Canterbury's HOA, pointed out how one of the community's dumpsters floated away to the edge of the property. He said the priority is helping the displaced people find places to stay in the short and long term, but preventing mold and other problems is also a main concern. The town of Carrboro's inspector and fire marshal came by the complex Monday afternoon to approve the work, but as a former town employee, Sherman said he believes the local government will need to step up further to help residents.
I'm curious if the town can get creative. You know, I think everybody understands that it's our liability and our loss, our responsibility, but is there some creative method that we can get? You know, it would be great if a town employee could come get a list of the material needs and call building supply. It would be great if we had some additional help.
With most of Carrboro's solid waste trucks damaged by the floodwaters just yards away at its public works facility, Canterbury Townhomes HOA president Carolyn Krevchenko called for a rollaway dumpster to be used in the meantime, which arrived to help on Tuesday.
Is that here to collect stuff?
Yeah, I rented it for 7 days. We're going to fill it up with as much as we can.
Krevchenko said for community members looking for ways to help flood victims, showing up at the complex prepared to work is a great start.
Just hands. We need hands. Like, honestly, anybody that wants to volunteer their time and just pick trash up and throw it in dumpsters. We don't need much, you know, we just need a little help.
Up in Hillsborough, Orange County Arts Commission's Executive Director Katie Murray issued the same call for volunteers on social media, sharing a video of the destroyed Eno Arts River Mill that included local artists' studio spaces and some small businesses.
This is our back studios. Everything is just a disgusting mess.
And while physical support to empty and clean the building is a start, Murray was quick to point out how the affected areas will need financial support. For the Arts Commission, funding comes from a percentage of Orange County's hotel tax and its nonprofit arm that collects private donations. She said while fundraisers are already on the books to help out artists, the broader community will need to keep flood victims in mind when considering their philanthropy.
You know, we're just going to need a lot of support. We need a lot of money to help just rebuild both here at the mill and throughout Orange County.
Lester shared those sentiments while sitting outside of the displacement shelter at Smith Middle. She said her Camelot Village community does well to help each resident. And now it's time for more in the region to do the same.
We have looked after each other in the neighborhood through the little flood. You know, we might not get along, but when something happens, as neighbors, we help each other. We need help desperately.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.